So you want to go to jail for some fascist redneck?
He's dead, Luke.
Exactly, and there's nothing that's going to change that. We take his truck somewhere far away.
The Last Supper is a 1995 American black comedy film directed by Stacy Tytle and written by Dan Rosen. In short, the movie is about five liberal graduate school students who invite a string of extreme conservatives to dinner to murder them.
We all know what happened.
Look, if we let this pass, we can go on with the rest of our lives.
Todd Brooks, president of Snap Productions and a graduate from UNL in vocal performance, has done theater for many years. Shortly before the pandemic, he had the idea of adapting the movie The Last Supper into a play, with updates to reference these days. Brooks contacted Rosen to get the rights to the script and ask him to update it.
He said he didn't have the time. So two other people and I sat down one day and updated it ourselves, sent it to Dan and said, these are the updates that we really kind of like. And again, he kind of like, I don't know. And then he finally said yes, ultimately. And so it's updated and has really current references.
Snap Productions recently rented the Bellevue Little Theater for this play to do its second Snap at Large event after the pandemic. But before I give you more details and when we can go see it, let me give you a little bit of background on Snap Productions, since it has been around since the early 90s.
Snap Productions is a tolerance diversity theater. Our outreach is to be inclusive. We were set up with the mission of doing theatrical projects that would educate and bring awareness to AIDS and that subject matter through the arts. And the benefit for that was that all the profits from that proceeds would then go to the Nebraska AIDS programs.
Brooks has worked full-time as a PR and web designer, but his hobby is theater. He came to Snap Productions as an actor and has been the president for about 9 years. For about the first 9 years of Snap Productions, they did not have a physical location.
And we would just rent out spaces, you know, type of thing. And then we moved into 3225 California and did shows, you know. And now we're into almost our 29th year. But two years ago, the building was sold. And so we have now become a, like we were before, renting spaces around Omaha and doing our theater that way.
Since Bellevue Little Theater was having a dark time in July, Snap Productions saw the opportunity to rent the theater for this play. Brooks says that his theater is made for society to enjoy, but his kind of theater has always been a bit difficult to do. More than anything, his theater likes to create discussion and define that discussion, and they do not always have the answer.
Especially in the last 2 years when we've been overwhelmed with media and all this discord in our society. It's hard to get people that want to invest in 2 hours of debate again. I think it opens up a lot of things in the debates or the topics that are brought up at the dinner table in the play are ones that are being thrown around anyway. And I think it's a good avenue to create a structure maybe for them to go home and discuss it amongst themselves. How do they truly feel about things?
The Last Supper starts today and runs until July 24th at Bellevue Little Theater. Go to snapproductions.com for ticket information. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.